At the end of this month, the Women's Peace Group Code Pink will be carrying out 5 days of action at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. Creech is one of the main sites from which unmanned drones are actually launched to carry out air attacks in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iraq. The drones have killed at least 700 civilians in Pakistan. Joining me to talk about this ambitious action campaign is Code Pink organizer Zan Joy. Zan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So why is Code Pink focusing on the drones right now?
Everything about war is horrific. Every single weapon that we have, every single thing that we do. And the drones, they're not merely one more horrific thing. They are so egregious. They are, what they enable us to do is to kill people around the world without risking American life. The thing that's really scary, Kate, is that in 2001, we had about 100 or so drones in the military. When Obama took office in 2009, we had about 7,000 drones. Today, we have about 12,000 drones. Our military intends, this is how they intend to do war in the future. There's about 1,000 different kinds of drones, and we've had a teach-in about this, and we've had a roundtable about this, so we've been really focusing on educating ourselves because part of our campaign is to educate the public. So drones, some are so small they can fit in your hand and you launch them over your shoulder. Some are so big that they fit sideways in an airplane hangar. One fits sideways in an airplane hangar. So the important thing to know about drones, one of the important things, is that they carry as many bombs as a bomber does, as the regular bombers. But they cost... Okay, they cost only $5 million to $9 million, which, you know, people are shocked about, but a bomber costs $170 million. Not all of them are armed with bombs. Some of them just are surveillance drones. So they can hover outside your window, or they can go over a hill and hover and spy on you. They're armed with cameras and high-tech cameras. They can stay up in the air for over 24 hours, and we are reading also that they are being used to survey our borders, the Mexican-American border and the Canadian-American border. And let me just say that the drones aren't really launched from Nevada. What happens in Creech Air Force Base at Nevada is that a soldier sits at a computer console, operates a joystick, and clicks a mouse, and launches a drone that might be in a secret base in Pakistan, might be on a ship out in the ocean, launches that drone and watches it, orders it to fly to Iraq or Pakistan or Afghanistan, hunts for people, and then drops bombs on them.
And isn't it true that the military has targeted young men and women, I guess, who like to play video games and to train them to control these drones?
Yes, if your son or daughter is a good video person, just protect them so much from the military, because they are really going after these young people who have those video game skills. And in fact, that's how they're entrapping some kids, pumping up their video gaming skills and just saying, okay, here, you can... You don't have to risk your limb or life. You can come and play these games and help make America strong and help eliminate terrorists in the world.
So is the campaign that you're doing at Creech aimed at eliminating the use of drones completely by the U.S. military, or are you mainly focusing on the ones that are being used in the wars in South Asia?
Our priority is to ground the drones, to ground them, to take them out of the air, the ones that are being used in Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan today. One more thing about the drones, they're armed with bombs, but they're also developing them to be armed with chemical warfare and biological warfare and radiation. Now, there are some good, quote-unquote, drones that can be used, like to go in and rescue people or fight fires or stuff like that. Those aren't the drones we're talking about. Those aren't the drones that the military uses mostly. The military uses drones to spread our empire. And the other thing you were saying about the number of people who have been killed, the military itself says for every one bad guy, quote unquote, that they eliminate murder, at least 50 civilians die.
If they're controlling these from as far away as Nevada and they're unmanned, then how do they even know who the people are who are being targeted?
Some of them have cameras on them, so they watch. They can see with the camera, but they just see, you know, if you go to our website, you can see some of the training videos that they use, and you just see somebody in a car. You know, you can't see their facial features, and you go, oh, that's a target, kill it. And whoever is within so many feet of that car or whoever is inside the car is also eliminated.
So tell us about the plan for your actions in Nevada.
We're fortunate in California that we've got so many of these drone people close to us. Like we've got Creech Air Force Base, which is about 25 miles north of Las Vegas. And Voices for Creative Nonviolence actually inspired us by, they started this campaign in April at Creech Air Force Base. And we continued it in July, and we're going again at the end of September. Creech Air Force Base is out on Shoshone land, actually, in the middle of the beautiful Mojave Desert, and very close to where we did all that nuclear above-ground testing. There's plenty of space there to demonstrate, and to there's plenty of opportunity to educate and to try to influence the people who work at the base to stop doing what they're doing. And we need as many people as possible to come with us to Creech Air Force Base. And we're going to be caravanning from the Bay Area on the 25th of September, which is Friday. And we're going to be going through California, and it's going to be a fun trip. You know, Code Pink does a lot of great actions, and we also have a lot of really good fun, and we also get very inspired. So we'll be doing press conferences and actions in San Jose and Gilroy and Fresno and Bakersfield all the way to Creech Air Force Base. And then once we get to Creech, we will also be doing actions there. And people will have opportunity to do civil disobedience if they want to. And actually Monday, the 28th, will be our biggest day. We'll start at sun up, and Cindy Sheehan will be joining us. Cindy Sheehan will be there for the weekend and also for this action. Every day we have different actions planned that people can participate in or not, however they are moved, and they can also decide their own actions.
Is this something people can get involved in if they haven't done civil disobedience like this before? Is there training?
Yeah, you know, not everyone is going to do civil disobedience, and not everyone has to. The most important thing is to be there if you possibly can. So we have an orientation actually on September 20th, Sunday, at 1 o'clock at the Vault restaurant in Berkeley. And so we'll be talking about in more detail about the actions and who's going to do what and logistics. And I ask people to seriously consider coming, not to worry about how you're going to get there or what's going to happen when you get there, but to really look at yourself and to really say, Can I do this? And once you say, I'm going to do it, everything else will fall into place, and we'll help everything else fall into place.
At the same time, I mean, a lot of women have a lot of commitments, children, jobs that make it difficult to take off 5 days or more, the time that it takes to get there and the time for the actions. So how many people do you expect to have participating?
Well, you know, not everybody is caravanning down. Some people are flying. We're all very busy, and we all have work to do. We all have other things to do, and we all need to figure out how much we can do to help end war. Some people are going to come for 1 day. Some people are coming for 3 days. Some people aren't coming this time at all. They're handing out flyers instead or making phone calls. Even if you cannot come, even if you decide that this is not something for you, come to the orientation and help in other ways. And
what are some of the other ways that people might be able to help if they can't go to Nevada this time?
Well, money is a big way to help. There's a lot of expense in going to do this. And also, if people get arrested, there's expense in going back, making phone calls, handing out flyers, talking with people, spreading the word. How many people know about the drones? Hardly anybody. You know, for something that's growing so quickly and becoming such a huge part of how we're killing people, very few people really know what's happening.
So I think a lot of people might say, you know, we did all these actions to try to stop the Iraq war from starting. We had marches of, you know, over a million people. We shut down San Francisco for 3 days, and so many people took days off work, and so many people were arrested and shot with rubber bullets, and people really pulled out all the stops, and it didn't make any difference. It didn't stop the war. So do you think that actions like this do any good?
Well, first of all, I think that we did all these actions, and whether they did any good or not is something that, how do you determine that? It didn't take a minute for the United States to become the world empire. It didn't take a year. It didn't take a few demonstrations or several demonstrations or 5 years. You know, why do we expect that if we go out in the street for 3 days to shut down San Francisco, what are our expectations? You know, that we can do a certain limited number of things and then things are going to change? We know how hard people fought to end slavery. We know how many years it took and how many people were sacrificed. The same thing for the right for women to vote, how many years it took. Change doesn't happen because a few million people get out in the street for a few demonstrations over a period of several months. Change has to be something that becomes part of our life every single day. And I think that we are in such a unique opportunity that we can role model for the whole nation how we live for change and how we work for change.
So if people want to come with you to Nevada, how can they get more information?
They can come to the orientation, or they can call our phone number, which is 540-7007. They can also, we have a new website, a nodrones.com website, and we also have the Bay Area Code Pink website.
Zan Joy, organizer for Code Pink, thanks so much for talking to us on Women's Magazine.
Thank you, Kate. I so appreciate your time and energy.